So good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Noel King, Takeaway Managing Producer, who's in for Celeste, who's out for the holidays. Noel.
Good morning, John.
So we've been reporting all week. It seems like every single day we've had either anticipation of the White House review of the surge strategy.
Or we now know what it says.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We were reporting on the details yesterday. The president gave a news conference yesterday. It's a moment now where we can conduct our own review. It's certainly a good moment for thinking about what the impact of the surge has been.
With some folks who have been impacted by the surge because they fought or have had family members who have fought.
And theoretically are in a position to understand what it's going to take for the progress that was reported yesterday to be sustainable.
And for us to get out
to be permanent.
Of Afghanistan.
Exactly. And that is scheduled for starting next year, even though the war is expected, according to the White House report, to continue until 2014. Joining us now, two voices that you've heard on the program before, Mary Galletti, wife of First Lieutenant Russell Galletti, an Afghanistan vet. Mary joins us from her home in Ohio. Good morning, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
And welcoming back. I'm great. Welcoming back to the program, Gideon Rose, editor of Foreign Affairs Magazine, author of How Wars End. Gideon, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
So, Mary, let's just start with you. Any reaction to all of this discussion of progress, but also reporting that the Taliban, if you move them out of here, they go over here and then they'll come back as soon as you leave, that kind of thing?
I think what's hard about this is that realistically, while we've been fighting in Afghanistan for just about a decade, we've really had a full foreign policy, military, political policy focus on Afghanistan in, for a much shorter period of time because we've had to focus on Iraq more proactively. And so realistically, while we've been there for a decade, we've only been there in a weird way for sort of three-ish years. And I think what makes that really hard is that we're figuring out not just how to fight people, but also how to rebuild their government, how to create a political structure so that they can take leadership back. And all of that is so complicated that I'm sort of not surprised that this is where we are, but I feel like there's a lot of learning that comes out in the report that's really important, despite the fact that we may not feel like everything in it is
right,
as positive as we may like it to be at this point.
Well, although, Mary Galletti, you're precisely echoing a reporting we got yesterday from our partner in the New York Times, Carlotta Gall, was saying that Afghans do believe, finally, that the U.S. and NATO are serious about making some kind of permanent changes. They definitely see that it's different now than it has been when we were distracted, allegedly, by the Iraq war, as you've alluded to there, Mary Galletti. Hold on for a second. Let me ask Gideon Rose. You know, there's this ABC News and Washington Post poll out this morning that shows 60% of Americans say the war in Afghanistan isn't worth fighting. That's a record low for public support of the war. Does that complicate the notion of how this war will end, Gideon?
I mean, it adds one more burden to the administration's choices, because the fact is, if you were to ask the same people, do you want to have planes flying out of Afghanistan once again once you leave and hitting American buildings, even more would say no. And so the administration isn't in Afghanistan because it's having fun there. It's because it feels that if it doesn't stay there, bad things will happen. And you have to balance out the costs of staying against the risks of leaving.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the report. Are you seeing it coming into focus how this war is going to end? Richard Holbrooke famously said it's not going to end on a battleship. It's not going to end at a peace table. This is going to end in a very untraditional way. How do you see that?
I really don't see how it's going to end anytime soon. If my wife asks me to do something and I say I'll do it mañana, technically that means I'll do it tomorrow. But what it really means is not now. And so I think the withdrawal deadlines are best understood in that way. It's the administration saying we're going to leave mañana. And so it's always a couple of years down the road. In 2009, we'll leave in 2011. As 2011 approaches, you say we'll leave in 2014. And the problem is it's always in this mythical future state when our leaving can be accomplished without leaving chaos behind on the ground, and no one really knows how to accomplish that.
Mary Galletti, let me get your thoughts on 60% of the American people disapproving of the war in Afghanistan. Your husband, Russ, went over there. He fought. He's come on with us a couple times before. He's a real straightforward guy, a real straight shooter. What do you think? Are you tired of the home front not supporting or feeling like the home front doesn't support the war effort?
Well, so first I would say that I think the home front absolutely does support, quote, the war effort or the troops, right? We often, if we end up going out to breakfast when he's in uniform, somebody will invariably offer to pay for our breakfast. I mean, that is absolutely true, and the American public has been beautiful about things. But the flip side of that, and this may be slightly contentious to say, but it's kind of my feeling, frankly, is the American people is so disconnected from the military in a way that it never has been before, that I think so many, for many of my friends, I am their anecdote, right? If they're going to say something about Afghanistan, it is, oh, my friend, her husband's in Afghanistan, and this is what he says, or this is what she says he says. So many American people are totally disconnected from the military experience, from the war experience, because they just don't know anybody like they used to.
Let me just hold you there. I mean, that's incredible what you're saying, because it suggests almost that the impulse to buy you breakfast, you and your husband, is a part of the disconnection. It's almost a guilt that we're not more involved. It's not necessarily a sign of engagement and support. It's a kind of a, oh, right, you guys are still doing that. That's painful.
I don't think that's true. But I will say that I think, you know, that the armed forces are smaller than they've been, right? And it used to be that everyone used to have a brother, a cousin, an uncle, a husband, a wife, a sister who was involved, right? And it was something that a whole family went through together and a whole community went through together. And that's just less true now. So I think it's very easy to say, well, of course we should end the war. It's not working. Like, clearly it's not working and people are dying and that's not good. As opposed to this, like, well, I'm getting these letters and I'm seeing how it's complicated and I'm seeing how we're taking on this military strategy as well as this political strategy as well as this counterinsurgency strategy. And I'm seeing why it's going to take time, and we have to stay till we get it done.
Right.
It's out of context.
All right, Mary Galletti is the wife of First Lieutenant Russell Galletti, an Afghanistan vet, speaking from their home in Ohio. Gideon Rose, take us out, just about 30 seconds. Where do we go from here?
I think we go exactly where we've been. I think that's what she just said was absolutely right. And if you look at Homeland Security, nobody really cared when the impositions were being made on a few travelers who looked different from us. But suddenly when we started getting screened or touched, we didn't like it. And so in the same way, the fact that the costs of this war are being borne for Americans largely by a small section of the population that volunteered for it means that although people say they don't want to leave, in fact, they're willing to accept it if they fear the costs of leaving are even worse.
It's sort of like an emotional deficit that we're going to have to repay at some point in America because of this war. Gideon Rose, editor of Foreign Affairs Magazine, author of How Wars End, talking about our own particular review of the surge in Afghanistan. Gideon and Mary, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.